Good morning, everyone. While yesterday morning we were looking at how we are complete in Christ Jesus, Colossians 2 and verse 10. And I want to encourage you along the same thing this morning. And we read in God's word in Ephesians 3 and verse 20, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." That's your Jesus wanting to do exceedingly great work in your life and in mine. And then in Philippians 3:12 we read, "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me." God has got a divine purpose for your life today. Whoever you are listening to this today, God has got a plan and a purpose for your life. Not just any plan or any purpose. He's got a divine plan and a divine purpose for you. Oh, rejoice in that today, that you may take hold of that for which Jesus has taken hold of you. And then in Philippians 3:14. "I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you." Press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Isn't that a great thought this morning? God has got an upward call in you. We're not permanently living in this place. We're just here on a temporary basis. There's a greater life ahead of us in Christ Jesus, a heavenly life where we shall spend eternity with him, and we shall rejoice around the throne of God, and we shall be in a place that is so beautiful, even words today cannot explain it. And then in 1 Corinthians 9 we read, "Therefore I run thus not with uncertainty, thus I fight not as one who beats the air." Oh, run the race that God has prepared for you. Run that race with certainty that God has gone before you in Christ Jesus. He has prepared the way for you. He has laid a path out for your life and for my life. And he says, "Come, follow me." And this morning I encourage you, follow the ways of the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, as it says in Proverbs. "In all your ways acknowledge him, because he is a good, good God." Yes, we are complete in him, but he is calling upon you and I to do and live life in what matters, live by the power of his word, be led by his Holy Spirit, never forgetting, like we read in Ephesians 3:20, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." Christ is working in you today. He is doing exceeding abundantly good things in your life and in my life today. Rejoice in the goodness of God. Rejoice in Jesus, your Savior. Rejoice in the leading of the Holy Spirit, because God before you, who can be against you? Have a wonderful day. Never forget, you are complete in him, in Jesus' name. God bless. Speak to you in the morning.